ಶ್ರೀ ಗಣೇಶಾಯ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಸರಸ್ವತ್ಯೈ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಸದ್ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಜನಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿತ್ವರಂ ಮನೋಜವಂ ಮಾರುತತುಲ್ಯವೇಗಂ ಜಿತೇಂದ್ರಿಯಂ ಬುದ್ಧಿಮತಾಂ ವರಿಷ್ಠಂ ವಾತಾತ್ಮಜಂ ವಾನರಯೂತಮುಖ್ಯಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮದೂತಂ ಶಿರಸಾ ನಮಾಮಿ ಸಂತೋಷಿಣೀ ಜಗನ್ಮಾತಾ ಮಮ ಸೌಭಾಗ್ಯವೃದ್ಧಯೇ ನಮಸ್ಕರೋಮಿ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾ ತ್ವಾಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನ ವರದ ಭವ. ಶಂಕರಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಂ ಕೇಶವಂ ಬಾದರಾಯಣಂ ಸೂತ್ರಭಾಷ್ಯಕೃತೌ ವಂದೇ ಭಗವಂತೌ ಪುನಃಪುನಃ. ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಪ್ರಣವಾರ್ಥಾಯ ಶುದ್ಧಜ್ಞಾನೈಕಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಿರ್ಮಲಾಯ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಾಯ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದರೂಪಾಯ ವಿಶ್ವೋತ್ಪತ್ತ್ಯಾದಿಹೇತವೇ ತಾಪತ್ರಯ ವಿನಾಶಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಯಂ ನಮಃ. ಜನ್ಮಾದ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಯತೋನ್ವಯಾತಿ ತರತಶ್ಚಾತ್ತೇಶ್ವವಿಘ್ನೇಶ್ವರಾತ್ ತೇನೇ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಹೃದಯ ಆದಿಗವಯೇ ಮುಹ್ಯಂತಿ ಯತ್ಸೂರಯಃ ತೇಜೋವಾರಿ ಮೃದಾಂ ಯಥಾ ವಿನಿಮಯೋ ಯತ್ರ ತ್ರಿಸರ್ಗೋ ಮೃಷಾ ಧಾಮ್ನಾ ಸ್ವೇನ ಸದಾ ನಿರಸ್ತಗುಹಗಂ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಪರಂ ಧೀಮಹಿ. ಧರ್ಮ ಪ್ರೋಜ್ಜಿತ ಕೈದವೋತ್ರ ಪರಮೋ ನಿರ್ಮತ್ಸರಾಣಾಂ ಸತಾಂ ವೇದ್ಯಂ ವಾಸ್ತವಮತ್ರ ವಸ್ತು ಶಿವದಂ ತಾಪತ್ರಯೋನ್ಮೂಲನಂ. ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ಭಾಗವತೇ ಮಹಾಮುನಿಕೃತೇ ಕಿಂ ವಾ ಪರೈರೀಶ್ವರಃ ಸದ್ಯೋ ಹೃದ್ಯವರುಧ್ಯತೇತ್ರ ಹೃದಿಭಿಃ ಶುಶ್ರೂಷುಭಿತ್ತಕ್ಷಣಾದ್ ನಿಗಮಕಲ್ಪತರೋರ್ಗಳಿತಂ ಫಲಂ ಸುಖಮುಖಾದಮೃತದ್ರವಸಂಯುತಂ ಪಿಬತ ಭಾಗವತಂ ರಸಮಾಲಯಂ ಮುಹುರಹೋ ರಸಿಕಾ ಭುವಿ ಭಾವುಕಾ. ಯಂ ಪ್ರವ್ರಜಂದಮನುಪೇತಮಪೇತಕೃತ್ಯಂ ದ್ವೈಪಾಯನೋ ವಿರಹಕಾತರ ಆಜುಹಾವ ಪುತ್ರೇತಿ ತನ್ಮಯತಯಾತ್ತರವೋಭಿನೇದು ತಂ ಸರ್ವಭೂತಹೃದಯಂ ಮುನಿಮಾನತೋಸ್ಮಿ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇತ್. So yesterday we have seen, after Hiranyaksha was killed, Hiranyakashipu was very angry with Lord Vishnu and called all his people and told them to destroy wherever Bhagavan is worshipped or rituals were performed. Even if there is a village, burn them down. Then he went, met his mother and the sister-in-law and children and console them. Yesterday we saw elaborately the Vedantic teaching Hiranyakashipu gave to all his relatives. Listening to that, mother absorbed her mind with Bhagavan Vishnu. But then he went to Manthara mountain and started doing Ghora Tapas for gaining complete sovereignty over the whole world. And putting his eye, keeping the eye up and the hands up, standing balanced on one toe, he performed great tapas. And because of that fire that is coming out of his body, disturbed the devatas. And the devatas went and pleaded with Brahmaji. And Brahmaji finally came down to bless Hiranyakashipu. He sprinkled some water from his kamandalu, and Hiranyakashipu came back as a young, shining person. And he requested Brahmaji to bless him with most difficult boon, that he should not be killed. Those people who created by Brahmaji, neither he should be killed daytime or nighttime, the earth or sky, with weapon, without any weapon, neither animal nor man, or devatas, or celestial being. So inert or sentient or inert, all these conditions he put, he thought that he is now immortal. Now with that, equipped with this, Brahmaji said, it's a very difficult board, but since I promise, I had to give you. Brahmaji blessed him with this board. Equipped with this, he went and conquered the entire world, including heaven. In fact, he moved this headquarters from earth to heaven. He even appropriated the shares that is offered in the heaven to the devatas and dikpalakas. All of them he owned now. In fact, he owned everybody. So his prowess was that even Bhumi Devi is to yield when he, whatever he wanted. Even in the sky, they can see whatever they wished. And this was the greatest achievement. And whatever a human being can think of, pleasure, the moment he think of, he can get it. And Bhagavan Shuka Maharshi says, even though he had all the pleasures, but na atrupyata ajitendriyaha, because he was not satisfied. Because if you indulge in the senses and sense pleasures in this world, one can never derive complete happiness. It is something like scratching one's own wound. So even our Prahladji is going to talk about it. Therefore, Shukamahashi said, I described his glory. Even though such highest achievement he gained, because any human being can achieve maximum only this much, and that Hiranyakashipu had. But even after that achievement, still he was not satisfied. Then, now, thus he became the Because of his terror, he was the greatest terrorist. Okay. He attracted himself the curses of all holy people. He lived like this 71 yugas. One yuga is, Mahayuga is 44.3 million years. Like that, 71 Mahayugas. Now, depressed or suffered under the tyranny of this Hiranyakashipu's rule, all the devatas, of course, they became homeless. They have no home anymore. They were wandering in this world disguised as a human being, etc. And finally, they went to Bhagavan Vishnu, Vaikuntha, and prayed to him to save them. Then they heard a voice from the heaven, Teshama Virabhut Vani Arupa Meganiswana Sannadayanti Kakupaha Satunam Abhayankari. They were singing in the praise of Bhagavan. They heard a voice, Akashavani. That is why the All India Radio is called Akashavani. You don't see the person, you hear only the sound. So here, a voice without a person, they heard, deep and reverberating like thunder, Sadhunam Abhayankari. At the same time, it creates confidence in the good people, in the minds of good people. The voice said, Ma Bhaishta Vibhudasreshta Sarvesham Bhadramastuvaham Madharshanam Hibhutanam Sarvashreyopapattaye. Ma Bhaishta, O leaders of celestial, don't be afraid. May you be all happy and prosperous. My communion, my sight, even if you hear my voice, as good as you contacted me, so it will give you good. Nyatamedasya Daitya Dauratmyam Daiteyapadasya Tasya Shantim Karishyami Kalam Tavat Padichata. I know, I am already aware of the wickedness of this Rakshasa, this Asura. I will definitely destroy him. But you have to wait for some time. Time has not come. See, what, 71 yugas, still time has not come. But Bhagavan said, Yada deveshu vedeshu goshu vipreshu sadushu dharme maija vidveshaha sava asu virashyati. Whenever a person entertained hatredness towards celestials, Vedeveshu, Vedeshu, and Vedas, and holy men, Goshu, Vipreshu, Sadhushu, innocent creatures like cows, etc., Dharma, then, or Maicha Vidvesha, or he start hating me, the Lord Himself, Vishnu. Hiranyakashipu was the greatest enemy was Vishnu. And dharme maija vidvesha sava asu virashyati. Understand that his ruin has come. Then I will destroy him when his son Prahlada Narvairaya Prashantaya Sasutaya Mahatmane Prahladaya Yada ದೃಹ್ಯೋ ಅನಿಶ್ಯೇಪಿ ವರೋರ್ಜಿತಂ. ಈವನ್ ದೋ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಊರ್ಜಿತ ವರ, ವೆರಿ ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಂಗ್ ಬೂನ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಎಟ್, ಈವನ್ ದೋ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಬೂನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಜಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಿವನ್, ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಾಯ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಅನಿಶ್ಯೇಪಿ, ಈವನ್ ದೆನ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಕಿಲ್ ಹಿಮ್ ವೆನ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ನಿರ್ವೈರಾಯ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಹೇಟ್ಸ್ ನನ್ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಾಯ ಕಾಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪೀಸ್ಫುಲ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಸುಸುತಾಯ ಮಹಾತ್ಮನೆ, ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಪ್ರೇಸಸ್ ಹಿಮ್. ಸೊ ಹಿಸ್ ಓನ್ ಸನ್ ಮಹಾತ್ಮ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸೋಲ್ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದಾಯ ವೆನ್ ಹಿ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ದಿ ಪರ್ಸಿಕ್ಯೂಟಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಮ್, when he start persecuting his own son who is innocent, who is great, then that Prahlada's sake I will definitely take avatara and destroy him. Now when they heard this, Naraduva ityuktva loka guruna tam pranamya devaugasah nevartanda gadotvega ಮೇ ನಿರೇ ಚಾಸುರಂ ಹತಂ. ದೇ ಪ್ರೋಸ್ಟ್ರೇಟೆಡ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ದೇವತಾಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್, ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಂಟೆಡ್ ದ ಆಸುರ ಈಸ್ ಡೆಡ್. ನೋ ತಸ್ಯ ದೈತ್ಯಪದೇ ಪುತ್ರ ಚತ್ವಾರ ಪರಮಾದ್ಭುತಾಃ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದೋನ್ಮುನ್ ಮಹಾಸ್ತೇಷಾಂ ಗುಣೈರ್ಮಹದುಪಾಸಕಃ. Now this Asura, Hiranyakashipu had four sons. Among them, the first one was Prahlada, and he was one of the greatest devotee of Bhagavan. Because when it comes to devotee's name, taking the devotee's name, Prahlada's name comes first. Prahlada, Narada, Parashara, Pundarika, Vyasa, Ambarisha, ಶುಕ ಶೌನಕ ಭೀಷ್ಮರಾದಿ ಪುಣ್ಯಾನಿ ಮಾಂ ಪರಮ ಭಾಗವತಾಂ ಸ್ಮರಾಮಿ. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ಯು ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಆಲ್ ಭಾಗವತಾಸ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ಸ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್, ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಈವನ್ ನಾರದ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ದ ಗುರು ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ, ಹೀಸ್ ನೇಮ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್. ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ನಾರದ, ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್. ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ನೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ. His gunas, his greatness and glories are enumerated here by Narada himself. Brahmanyah shila sampannah satya sandho jitendriyah atma vat sarva bhutanam ekapriya suhrittamah. So he is Brahmanyah, devoted to Brahmanas, means people who studied Vedas. Brahmanyah shila sampannah, it's very difficult to translate in English. Shila means good contact, you can say, behave well, you know, shila sampannah. When our children behave well, you know, you feel good, which is very rare. If you ask them to come this side, they will go that side. When you call them for eating, they will say, not now, later. So even if you give them food, they will take the plate to their room and watch some program and then eat. And leave the plate there only. Then the mother has to go and pick up. That is not Shila Sampanna. Sila Sampanna is the one who behaves well. Very good contact. Well-behaved boy. Exemplary in his contact. So Sila Sampanna, Satyasandha, truthful, honest. Satyasandha, Jitendriya, having mastery over his senses. He was only 5-year-old boy. So he has mastery over his indriyas. 5-year-old boy, what sense control you can expect? You know, must be chocolate and all that he doesn't. This ice cream bar, if you go, he doesn't ask for it. Think Toys R Us, you can take him, he doesn't get attracted. This is how you can think of Satyasandaha Jitendriya Atmavat Sarvabhutanam Ekaha. So he considers all beings as dear to his own self. Atmavat Sarvabhutanam Priya Sukhrittamaha. Everyone found in him his closest friend. So you consider everybody as your friend, but people should consider that you are their friend. That was the greatness of the Prahlada. Dasavat Sannatarangri Pitruvat Dinavat Salaham Bratavat Sadrishesnikto Gurushu Ishvara Bhavanaha. And he attended on wise and holy men like servant. Dasavat Pitruvat Dinavat Salaha. So people who are afflicted, he attended to them like a parent. Bradavat Sadrishe. So equal to him, he considered himself as brother. And Gurushu Ishvara Bhavanaha. That's very important. He took his guru as Bhagavan himself. There is no difference between the Lord and the guru, because guru is the one who teaches you, you are divine. And that guru, you cannot say he is human. Guru is the one who teaches you, you are Brahman. Then how can you tell that guru is human? That is not correct. But generally that is what. Upanishad also says, the Shvetashvara Upanishad says, that if you have same equal vision that Guru and God is one, then all the Upanishad teaching, it will come to you automatically. The mantras will come and tell you, this is my meaning. That is the greatness of Guru Bhakti. So Gurushu Ishvara Bhavanaha Vidyartha Rupa Janmadhyo Manasthamba Vivarjidaha. Though he was Vidya Artha Rupa Janma Adya, in all of them he was great. Vidya, knowledge. He had great knowledge, and Artha, wealth, Rupam. He was very handsome looking and born in a very great family, because Hiranyakashipu was born to Kashyapa. Kashyapa Prajapati was a great rishi, and he was born as his son in Didi. So therefore his grandson, Kashyapa Prajapati's grandson, is our Prahlada. Not only that, Hiranyakashipu himself has attained greatness and glory because of his tapas. He was not an ordinary birth. So adya. So all these things make one Mani, isn't it? So generally, if you have wealth, if you are educated, if you have, you are looking handsome, so you are born in a great khandan, great family. These things, any one of them make you very proud. So manam means what? Atmani pujyatva bhavana. It's called manam. An exaggerated vision about myself. That a magnified vision about myself. We think that everybody should respect me. Everybody should bow down to me. This is the thought is gone. So even manasthamba. Stamba means like a pillar you stand. So stubborn. Never bend down. Never flexible. So manasthamba vivarjidaha. Even though he had all these great qualities, but he never showed any proud, any pride. Na udhikna cittaha vyasaneshu nisprahas shruteshu drishteshu guneshu avastu drik. Na udhikna cittaha vyasaneshu. When some dukkham, difficulties come, he never get perturbed. Nisprahaha. He has no longing or what you call that, greed. Sprahaha. Why? Because he considered drishteshu guneshu avastu drik. He has understood the entire creation, the world or the objects are unreal. They have no reality. Therefore, he had no particular desire for anything. Dhantendriya prana sharira dhihi sada prashantakamo rahita asuro suraha. Asuraha, asuraha. Even though he was born to asura, but he was not an asura. So that is the greatness, that shantaha, he is prashantamanaha, peaceful, because he has no craving for anything in this world. Sada prashantakamaha. So if you have desire in your mind get agitated, your peace is gone. A little, small little desire, you see, it rises in your mind, it disturbs you unless it is fulfilled. So here, if you have no desire, what happened? Calm, peaceful. But Swamiji, that kind of a life, what kind of life is that? Unless you have some agitation, anxiety, worries, and then suddenly when it calms down, you feel peaceful. That peace is the real peace, but all the time mind is peaceful. Yeah. Yeah, that is no good. No. We haven't experienced that. That is why the problem. Even if the teachers point out, we are not interested in that state because we don't know what it is, the joy, real joy. We have experienced joy only in between sorrow. Why are you happy? Because I am not sorrowful, that's all. But if you really experience the depth of joy, then we will not have that doubt. Yasmin mahat guna rajan grihyante kavibhir mukuho nate thuna pidhiyante yata bhagavadishvare. Now, king, the great qualities of Prahlada was explored by wise men again and again. Just like the excellence of the Supreme Being, yata bhagavati ishvare. Bhagavat katha and gunaganas, how people, men, great men, extol again and again. The same way Prahlada's glory was also sung again and again. Now, even when he was a child, he did not have any interest in toys or childhood play. He was always thinking about Bhagavan. Asinaha paryadan nasnan shayana prabiban bruvan nanu sandhada etani govinda parirambhitaha. Whatever he did, whether he was walking or moving about or eating, drinking, lying down, all the time his mind was totally absorbed in Bhagavan. Govinda parirambhitaha. குஜித் ருததி வைகுண்ட சிந்தாசபலச்சேதனா குஜித் ஹசதி தச்சிந்தா ஆஹ்லாத உத்காயதி குஜித். சம்டைம் ஹீ லாவ்ஸ், சம்டைம் ஹீ கிரைஸ். வென் ஹீ ஃபீல் தட் த லார்ட் ஹாஸ் கிவன் அப் ஆன் ஹார், ஹி ஹஸ் லெஃப்ட் ஹிம், ஹீ ஸ்டார்ட் கிரைங். த மூமெண்ட் ஹீ ரியலைஸ் பகவான் இஸ் ரைட் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் ஹிம், ஹீ ஸ்டார்ட் ஸ்மைலிங், லாஃபிங். ஸோ திஸ் ஆர் த லக்ஷணா ஆஃப் எ பக்த. ஸோ திஸ் மகாத்மா அவர் தஸ்மின் மகாபாகவதே மகாபாகே மகாத்மனி இரண்யகசிபுராஜன் அகரோத் அகம் ஆத்மஜே. ஆல் திஸ் விசேஷனாஸ் நாரதா யூஸ். நாரதா டசன் ஹவு டு பிரேஸ் இஸ் டிசைபிள் பிரஹ்லாத. இஸ் இஸ் மகாபாகவதா. பாகவதா மீன்ஸ் டிவோட்டி ஆஃப் பகவான். ஹியர் மகாபாகவதா, கிரேட் கிரேட் டிவோட்டி, மகாத்மனா. ஸோ திஸ் மகாத்மனி மகாபாகவதா, இட் வாஸ் ஆன் திஸ் கிரேட் டிவோட்டி ஆஃப் பகவான் திஸ் ஹிரண்யகசிபு இன்ஃப்ளிக்டட் க்ரூவல் டார்ச்சர்ஸ். நவ் அண்ட் யுதிஷ்டிரா ஹர்ட் திஸ், ஹீ ஹேட் திஸ் டவுட். புத்திரான் விப்ரதிகூலான் ஸ்வான் பிதரப்புத்திரவத்சலாக உபாலபந்தே சிக்ஷார்த்தம் நைவாகம் அபரோயதா. See, parents get angry with children once in a way because to correct them. Sometimes they give one or two beating also. It is to, not here, but no, in India, we used to give that. It is to correct them, but not to the extent that you kill, get angry to kill the child. Nobody does that. No parents will do that. However difficult the children may be, even if the child goes to jail for some crime, but parents will always think how to get him out. That is the way parents think. So how come this parent here, our Hiranyakashipu, hated his child? Pitu putra yat dvesho maranaya prayojitaha. That also he wanted to kill him. So what was that crime as though our Prahlada committed towards the father Hiranyakashipu? Now our Narada is answering this. Narada vacha paurohityaya bhagavan vrudakavyakilasurai shandamarkau sudotasya தைத்தியராஜகிருகாந்திகே. ஸோ தைத்தியராஜகிருகாந்திகே, வெரி நியர் டு த பேலஸ் ஆஃப் தி ஹிரண்யகசிபு, தேர் லிவ்ட் திஸ் சுக்ராச்சாரியாஸ் சில்ட்ரன். தோஸ் டேஸ் ஆல்சோ லுக் அட் திஸ் சம்பிரதாய ட்ரெடிஷன், த ஸ்ட்ரெங்க் ஆஃப் சம்பிரதாய தோஸ் டேஸ், தேட் ஆல் சில்ட்ரன் they used to go to Gurukula. Whether you are a prince or pauper, it doesn't matter. All of them go and stay with the guru and learn the shastras. By the time they come out, they have already very well versed in our scriptures, values, dharmas. And then they enter into Grihastha Ashrama. Every Grihastha was a missionary. He himself was well versed in Shastra. He himself teaches his children or neighboring children. So there was no need of an organized religion when it comes to our Sanatana Dharma. Organized religion came much later. Therefore, Hindus are not an organized religion because it was not necessary. Each member of Hindu dharma was himself was a missionary. So this system was very much prevalent until British came. They were the one totally removed this system and made English is the highest language. So look at this, Hiranyakashipu's time also, the sampradaya was so strong. He was a king, he ruled over the whole world. He could command anything, nobody can refuse. Even gurus also cannot refuse, that was the condition. He could have ordered the gurus to come to his palace and teach his child only, the dear child Prahlada. At that time Prahlada alone was there, later on the other three children came. So he could have asked them, but he did not do that. That part is good about him. So he sent his Prahlada with Shukracharya's two sons, Shandamarka. And their ashrama was not too far from the palace. Daityaraja Grihantike Tau Ratnya Prabidam Balam Prahladam Nayagovidam Padaya Masatu Patyan Anyam Cha Surabalakan. So even though the teaching was allowed, but the syllabus was fixed by the king only. So Hiranyakashipu has instructed what to teach the children. Only artha, kama, dharma, little bit. Because they also, these rakshasas also do rituals. They also perform rituals. But it's all tantric style of rituals. You must have seen Ramayanam serial. Our Indrajit is doing pam, toom, team, and all that, you know, and it's invoking that Devi and all that. So that kind of ritual they also used to perform. So here also, our Chandamarka taught this Asurabalas. Prahlada was only 5-year-old child. So along with him, other Asurabalas are also were there. So they were taught all this. But Prahlada heard everything, but he did not object, but he has not taken into heart whatever they taught. Yattatra guruna proktam shushruvenu papadacha nathas nasadhu manasamene suparasatkragashrayam nasadhu manasamene. He did not take it to his heart. He didn't consider it is a great teaching or acceptable teaching. Whatever the teacher taught, he heard and learned. But he did not accept the soundness of their teaching. Because they are based on sense of difference. Difference means we are different, asuras are different, devas are different. They are our enemy, we have to destroy them, kill them. These are the kind of teaching they gave. So he did not take to heart. Then what happened? Ekata surarat putram angamaropya pandava paprachya kathyatam vatsa manyate sadhu yat bhavan. One day, a long weekend maybe, you know, like we have long weekend. That time school is closed. So Chandamarka brought this Prahlada home to the palace. And this, his mother name was Kayadu. Kayadu must have gave him a good bath and good breakfast and put on new royal clothes, etc. because he's a prince, and brought him to his father. Father was very fond of Prahlada. So, Egata Asurarat Putram Angamaropya. He lifted him and kept him on his lap and kissed him on his forehead and asked हे भगवान, यू नो भगवान विथ रिस्पेक्ट ओनली, हिंदी में आप कहते हैं ना वो, ऐसी भगवान टेल मी व्हाट हैव यू लर्न पप्रच्छ खत्यदाम वत्स मन्यते साधु, व्हाट यू कंसिडर एज गुड इन लाइफ, सो मच यू मस्ट हैव लर्न, बट आउट ऑफ दैट ऑल लर्निंग व्हाट यू कंसिडर द बेस्ट. Children ask this. I mean, parents always ask this question, isn't it? When they bring the children to Balavihar, and when they pick them up, and when they are driving back home, what did you learn better today? So what the children say? Nothing. Typical answer. And the parent is, father is thinking, what a waste of money. Unnecessary, I am taking them, bringing them back. They are not learning anything. Balavihar learning is not immediate. You know, you don't see the result immediate. It takes some time. It is a completely different plan. It's a man-making plan. It is an inner spiritual growth. You will not be able to see it visibly right now. But you will see when they go to college. Until then, you have to wait. If it is a dance or music, immediately you can ask them, beta, sing some song. You will say, or show some atavu in a dance. But here you can't do that. So here our Prahladji did not say that. Nothing, he answered. Prahladvaja, tatsadhu manye rasura अन्ये सुरवर्यदेहिनां सदा समुद्दिग्न धियाम सद्ग्रहाद इत्वात्मपादं गृहमन्तकूपं वनं गतो यत् हरिम् आश्रयेत. What boldness, you know. He knew, Prahlada knew that his father hates Hari. It's not that he is ignorant about it. He knew it. But still his courage, you see. He's sitting in his lap only. Not even far away. He says, I tell you, tat sadhu manye asuravarya dehinam sada samuddhikna dhiyam asat grahat. People who are attached to their body because of the asat grahat, they have holding on to something that is asat, means untruth. Because of that, they griham anthakupam, they get attached to the family, and this will take them to a anthakupam. Kupam means well. A anthakupam, blind hell, actually, well. It takes them there. And because of this body consciousness, they are subject to constantly sorrow and suffering because of their attachment to the body and the family and etc. So he says, Griham hitva atmapatam, atmapatam, he said, hitva atmapatam, suicidal. Griham antakupam vanam gadaha, giving up the family and attachment to the world, they should go to vanam, forest, and take refuge in Hari. Harim asayeta. That is the best thing that I learned. Narada Vacha. Shrutva putra giro deityaha parapaksha samahitaha jahasa buddhir balanam vidyate parabuddhibhi. So first time when he heard this, Hiranyakashipu did not get angry. He laughed. He thought that this Haridasas, devotees of Hari, must have infiltrated in the Padashala. Disguised as student, they must have come and brainwashed my child. This is what he thought. So somebody must have done some trick on me, just to get to back to me. So, what did he do? Samyak vidharyatambalo guruhehe dvijadibihi vishnupakshaye pradichannai navidhye dasya dhiryatha. So he said, he warned the teachers, saying that, please see that the Vishnu Bhaktas don't come in incognito and disguised fashion in your Gurukula and pervert my boy's mind. Please be careful. So they said, Maharaj, we are the only teachers. We have very good security. Nobody comes there. We have made all arrangement. So grahamanida mahuya prahladam dityaya jahaha prashasya shrashnaya vacha samaprichanda samabhihi. When Prahlada was brought back to ashrama, and this Chandamarka very nicely, sweetly talked to Prahlada. Vatsa Prahlada Badram Te Satyam Kadayama Prashad. Prahlada, you are nice, beautiful, may you be happy. Tell us the truth. Balanati kutastubhyam esha buddhir viparyaya. Even though you are a little child, you know, only 5-year-old boy, how did you get this outlook? That also totally opposite to our teaching. We never taught you Harim. Sarvam tektva Harim bhajet. No, we never said that. Give up everything and worship Hari. We never said that. In fact, Hari is a word, varjam here, taboo. Totally. That is not there in our dictionary. So how did you get this? From where did you get this? Buddhi veda parakrita uttahote sudobhavat bhanyatam sudukamanam gurunam kulanandana. It is quite natural, unnatural. Or that is contrary way of thought is not natural to you. So whatever we taught, you are going against us and you are telling something different. That is not proper. Who has taught you this? Please tell us. We are interested to know the truth. Who taught you this? Now Prahlada says, Soparaschetya satkraha pumsam yanmayaya kritaha vimohita dhyam drishta tasmai bhagavate namaha. He says, O Bhagavan, my salutations to you. Because of your maya, it is so powerful, your maya is. Because of that, what is good, they think that it is bad. And what is bad, they think it is good. Now this kind of conversion is happening because of, oh maya, your maya, wonderful maya, he says. Now he says, Aniyatamare vetram asmakam ayasaskaraham kulangarasya durbuddhe chaturtosyoditodamaham daiteya chandanavane jatoyam katakadrumaham. Oh, sorry, I am going ahead. சயதானுவ்ரத பும்சாம் பசுபுத்திர்பிவித்யதே அன்யேஷ ததான்யோஹம் இதி பேதகதா சதி. ச ஏஷ ஆத்மா சுபரித்ய புத்திர் புத்திபிர் துரத்தயானுக்ரமணோ நிருப்யதே. முஹ்யந்தி யத் தர்மனி வேதவாதினோ பிரம்மாதயோ ஹ்யேஷ வினத்தி மே மதிம். It is His grace that has erased in me this outlook of seeing difference between myself and another. So unless Bhagavad Kripa is there, we will not be able to overcome this difference. See, the most difficult thing is our mind is the one that divides. Mind is a representative of Maya. Local representative of Maya is our mind. This mind is the one creates this division. I am different, you are different. It starts rating also. See, if you go innocently to a party and you see one new guy there, you casually ask, "What is your name?" It's a very innocent question. He will say, "Subramanya Iyer." Oh, actually, he is a Brahmana. Immediately, mind has noted he is a Brahmana. That also coming from South India. Subramanya Iyer means South Indian only. Then you ask, "What you do?" Then you say, "I'm an IT." "Oh, where do you work?" Just to make sure. Then they will say, "I am working for IBM or Intel, AT&T, Verizon." Then he has got a calculation, this much money he must be making. Mind has noted, you are asking questions, but the mind is noting all this. Then you will ask, "Where do you live?" And when he tells that this is the place I am living, then you are sure you have to include him in your next party list. So all this acceptance and rejection, all these things are happening during our conversation. This division is made by whom? Our mind. Now in order to overcome this weakness, we have to have Bhagavad Kripa. Otherwise, it is not possible. This is what Prahlaji says. Because of His grace, I have overcome this. Now you ask me, how did you get this thought? He says, like, yatha brahmyat ayo brahman swayam akarsha sannithau tatha me bhityate chetat சக்கரபாணேர் எதிர்ச்சயா. How the iron files automatically get attracted to magnet effortlessly, the same way my mind get automatically attracted to Bhagavan சக்கரபாணி விஷ்ணு. What can I do? My mind automatically get attracted. Now, when this Chandamarka heard this, they were very angry. Olden days, you must be knowing how the students were treated. You know, immediately they said, "Bring a cane. Who is there? Bring a cane." This child should be treated, punished. So they brought a cane. They must have given 2-3 beating also. That is the way the olden days in our schools were taught, like that only. The student, teacher asked a question. He was taking mathematics. The teacher asked a student, "Did you understand? Have you understood?" The boy said, "No, come here." Okay, show me your hand. Okay, 1, 2. Have you understood? Yes. That his friend asked, how is that you didn't know before now? The boy said, I understood that I should not say I have not understood it. That is what I understood. Ye toh padhane ki baat hai, yehi hai. So, he says, Deiteya chandana vane jatoyam katakatrumaha yanmulon mula parashor vishnor nala yitor bhagaha. This arbhagaha, this child, is like chandanavanaha. This rakshasas, he compared themselves to chandanavanam. Okay. Sandalwood forest. To destroy that, cut asunder this chandanavanam. And for Vishnu is the kutara, you know, this axe. And for Vishnu's, the axe, this boy is the handle. He serves like an handle for this Vishnu. So therefore, he should be ititam. Vivithor parir vishayam tarchanadivihi prahladam rayasa masa trivargasyopavadanam. So, trivargasyopavadanam, dharma, artha, kama, they taught. Even though they cannot punish too much, but because it's Rajaputraya, but they have fear also. So, but then little bit of punishment they gave, and then they continued to teach him dharmartha kamaha. Thus, they spend some time like this. But Prahlada never refused anything what the teacher said, because Guru, he always considered Bhagavat Tulyam. So he never objected to their teaching or raised objection or refused to learn, etc. Nothing he did. He learned everything what they taught. One day, again, another holiday came. So they took him to the palace. So, Aropya Angam Avagraya Murden Ashrukalambubihi Asishyan Vikasat Vaktram Idamaha Yudhishthira. So, when he saw the child, because he was always loved, his child Prahlada, but he was a very loving child also. So he lifted him and put him on his lap and kissed him on his forehead and very happy to see him, smiling. Hiranyakashipu asked, Prahladanuchyadam tata sutitam kinjiduttamam kale nedavadayushman yadashichat guror bhavan. Again bhavan. You must have learned in time volumes of things from the Guru. Out of all that you learned, now tell me, what is the best that you have learned? Now here comes another shock to our Hiranyakashipu. He says, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishno Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atmanivedanam Idipum Sarpita Vishnau Bhakti Chennavalakshana Kriyate Bhagavat Yattha Tanmaye Dhidamuttamam. Navavidha Bhakti. Prahlada says, this is the best I learned. What? Shravanam, you should listen to Bhagavan's glories. Vishnoho Shravanam. Vishnu is to be used always, everywhere. Vishnu Katha should be heard. See, when you listen to Katha alone, that hero worship comes, isn't it? How you develop hero worship for the latest movie stars? continuously watching his movie, Shah Rukh Khan and things like that. So getting up, Shah Rukh Khan, going to sleep, Shah Rukh Khan, all the time conversation, party, Shah Rukh Khan, like this, you know. Yat karodi yadashnadi joshi tadadi jati. Whatever you do, that hero comes to your mind, isn't it? Why? You kept on watching. The same way, you keep on listening to katha, what happened. If you cannot listen, nowadays there are so many serials are going on. Some of them, what is that? Ravana became a great hero. Some serial they heard. Ravana they have picked it as a great hero, better than Ramchandraji. Don't see that. The other one you see. Listen to Bhagavad Katha and enjoy listening to it. So Katha Shravanam also is a great art. Don't say that I heard this many times. Kya sunna hai? Ek Ram tha, you know, he was in Ayodhya and then he got married to Sita Ji. Then afterwards he came back. He was thrown out of the palace and then by his stepmother. Then he went to the forest. There he was living happily. Suddenly Ravana came and abducted his wife. Then he got angry. He went after him, killed him, brought her back. This is the story. What is that we heard again and again? No. See, Vedanta gives you vision of life, goal of life. How to reach that goal? These Puranas and Itihasas tells you. Step by step, how to walk that path? These are the demonstrations, because Gurudev used to say that all the values, they have given hands and legs, personalities, and walked the compromising situations. They walked the forest of life. They were made to walk the forest of life. And where compromising situation comes, how they behaved. We have to emulate that in our life. That is the greatness of our Shastra. Our Rishis not only had a vision, but they were a great missionary also. They knew how to apply that values into our day-to-day life. And they have given us the tools also. So don't take it lightly. So Shravanam will give you that vision. Then Kirtanam. Whenever time comes, you sing his glories. If you appreciate one naturally, if you love something, you naturally start talking about it, isn't it? If you have any doubt, you ask about any grandmother or grandfather about their grandchild. Then you know how much they love. Oh my God, if I go to somebody's house, there is a big, this thick album is there. What? Child, grandchild photo only. Child is jumping, just crying and eating and then lying down, sleeping. Same picture. How much you can see? I'll take the big chunk and turn. And the mother come back, Swamiji, you didn't see this again. Kya kare bhai? This, you keep on talking about it, Kirtanam. Sing his praise. Sing his praise. Vishnoho smaranam. Remember him. So one is hear with your ears, kirtanam with your tongue, smaranam with your mind. So all our faculty should be engaged. Smaranam, remember the Lord. Saguna rupa. So remembrance only in the saguna rupa. With form only you can remember. Pada sevanam. Physical service, whatever seva we can do. You cannot see Bhagavan and do service, but janaseva is janardana seva. Serving human beings are also service to Bhagavan. Or pada sevanam also can be interpreted as guru sevanam. You serve your guru. That is also considered pada sevanam. Archanam, worship. Like every day, you should have a puja room in your house, and there should be a god's picture or idol, and one should daily worship the Lord. 16 steps of puja. If you don't know how to do 16 steps, doesn't matter. At least light a lamp, show some incense, and offer some naivedya. This much we should do. So, archanam. There should be a daily routine. Then, vandanam, salute. Bhagavan. Vandanam, Bhagavan in any form. So that's why Rudra Suktam, you see, it is namakam. So Bhagavan is invoked and offered salutations in the whole creation. Even the good one, bad one, everything, it is him. Taskaranam pataye namo namah. He is the chief of dacoity. Him also. Everything is invoked and given. So the Namaha salutation here is seeing His presence in everything. That is salutation. Vandanam. Dasyam. Dasya Bhava. I am His servant. I am devoted to Him. I am His servant. He is my master. So we should have a pride that Bhagavan is my master. You know, I am serving Him. That pride is good. Sakhyam, friendship. See, that's why namaskar become a habit, you know. That's why in Indian culture, we keep on prostrating to everything, you know. Tulasi plant also is. So when Akbar and Birbal was going, and Birbal prostrated before Tulasi plant, Akbar got really angry. What are these Hindu people, you know? Prostrate before a jhad, you know, like a plant and all that. He pulled that and threw it. Birbal didn't say anything, kept quiet. Then afterwards he saw some poison ivy. Prostrate. Again, he didn't know Birbal, Akbar didn't know what it was. He pulled that. Throw it. And then afterwards he started scratching all over. Well, what is this? Huzur, first one was our mother, you know. She is forgiving type. The second one is our father. He punishes you. Now what is to be done? Cow dung. So he gave up. Vandanam, dasyam, sakhyam, friendliness. So like our develop a relationship with Bhagavan. See, like Arjuna developed relationship with Bhagavan, sakhyam. So gopis develop a relationship with Bhagavan. Whatever be your bhav, we should have Sakya Bhakti, Vatsalya Bhakti. So that's why Bhagavan took different form to invoke the devotion in you, emotion. Because where our weakness is, we ourselves don't know. Suppose a person may be a criminal, but suddenly he may have some weakness. Somewhere, some point, he starts crying. What makes him cry, weep, melt, we don't know. That is why different emotions are given in our scriptures. This is why when you go to see some movies, you know, you start crying. And the other person is sitting and looking at you, what is wrong with you? He doesn't appreciate that emotion. You appreciate that. Vandanam, dasyam, sakhyam, atma nivedanam, complete surrender. Nivetita, Swayam tadanne bhavanam tadiksha. To see God means to become His food. Offered. So niveti, naivedyam. Once it is offered, it becomes naivedyam. So you offer, what you offer, what we can offer to Him. In fact, if you look at it, there is nothing that we can offer to Him. Everything is Bhagavan's only, isn't it? Even if you pluck a flower and offer it to Him, that also belongs to Bhagavan only, because He is the one who created it. You did not create the flower. You say, it is my garden flower. Uh-huh. What have you done? Put one there, in a small little nursery place, you bought one thing and then put it there and watered, that's all. 99% Bhagavan took care of it. The color you did not create, the fragrance you did not. American flowers, no fragrance. So, I'm talking about Indian flowers, beautiful fragrance. This is not our creation. And that what is belonging to Him, you pluck nicely and give it to Him and say, it is my offering. Ha ha! Bhagavan is laughing. What is that belongs to you exclusively is our ego. That is ours. Bhagavan wants only that. You give Him that, you will be freed from all problems. So Prahlada says, there are these 9 aspects of bhakti. If one can be trained to practice devotion described in this 9 way, that is the highest education one could have. That is what I have understood. Now, this much he told his father, he kept quiet. Okay. Iti nishamme dat sutavacho hiranyakashupustada guruputra muvachetam rusha praspuridadhara brahmabandho kimetatte vibaksham sayata sata asaram grahito balo mama mamanadhritya durmate. Then he was so angry and infuriated and turned towards his guru. Still he did not get angry with him, the child. He turned towards his guru, Chandamarka, and he said, you are unworthy and perverse teachers. And how is it that you have taken the side of my enemy and pretend that you be my friend, my well-wisher. And put all these absurd ideas into my child's head. There are wicked men in this world approach you in disguise as your friend. But just like sickness, disease takes time to show in sinners as a result of their sin. Because he says, Shastra says, all our sickness is due to our sins that we have committed in the past. It may not manifest now sometime, no certain time it manifests. It is there. It manifested in time. The same way, even though disguised as a friend you come, but your wickedness will manifest at one time or other. Therefore, tell me, why did you do this to my child? Now all this Guruputra was shivering. Because they will lose their job, not only job, their life also. Now they said, Namat pranitam na parapranitam sudovadattesha tavendra shatro naisargyakiyam madirasya rajan niyachamanyam kadadasmamana. Bhagavan, neither by us nor by anybody else. Suto vadatyesha tava indrashatroho. Your son has learned not by teaching from learning from us or from others. Indrashatroho, you are the enemy of Indra. Naisargigoyam, it is natural to him. It is actually born with him. Adirasya Rajan, niyachamanyam, control your anger. So we have, we have not taught anything. That is why this time we have come prepared. We knew that, last experience we knew. So this time we have recorded all the lessons. Whatever it taught. So there is no way we can blame us now. So it is naisargigoyam, it is natural to him. Oh, when this Chandramarka said this, Gurunevam pratiprokto bhuya ahasurasudam nachet gurumkhiyam te kuto bhadrasati bati. If it is not from your guru, how did you come to have this perverse outlook? According to him, it is perverse outlook. Yeah? Why worshipping Hari is considered the greatest sin? Now Prahlada is answering. Madirna Krishne Paradasvatova Mito Vipadyeta Grahavradanam Adanda Gopir Vishadanda Misram Punap Punat Charvita Charvananam. Prahlada says, for lack of control of senses, jiva go round and round in the wheel of samsara. And this enjoyment that he gets is Charvita Charvananam. Already you have tasted something and again you are chewing the same cud. Like, you know, chewing up. You have seen that? People chewing up. So irritating it is. When you talk to somebody with the chewing gum, and he keep on, you know, biting, biting, biting on that. Uska ras chale gaya do. One biting is over. But still he keep on biting. Somebody said that, you know, this goat, you know, has got a tendency to keep on. People, those goat who have died, they have come as human beings. they are practicing this. Old habit will be very hard to die. Punap punas charvita charvananam. Go on chewing the same thing. Talk about someone, they keep on talking about that person. They never get tired. Have you attended any party, Friday party, Saturday parties? What topics they talk? Local people, they start killing. He is like that, he is like this. Then they go to the local politics. Then afterward they go to Indian politics. Then everything is over, they come to you. Charvita Charvanana. Same experience we keep going through again and again. We never get tired because of unless they find love to the feet of Lord Hari, they never find peace in life. All these joys that experience is temporary. And this love for Hari, love bhakti for Hari can gain only through the blessings of Mahatmas. Mahiyasam padarajobhishekam nishkinjananam navranidayavat. Without the blessings of Mahatmas, one will not be blessed with this devotion to one's own Guru. Now when his Guru asked, what did he say? I don't know, my heart automatically goes to Bhagavan's feet. But here he says, unless you have the Guru's blessing. So what he means is, I had the blessing of Narada, you know. But he didn't want to say that now. Unless you have the blessings of your Guru, you will not be blessed with the devotion to the feet of Bhagavan. Now when he heard that this is too much, now he is hearing from his own mouth, you know. And ityukto varadam putram hiranyakashipurusha andhikrutatma sotsangat nirasyatamahitale. When he heard this, he was so furious. Now all those valsalyam is gone. He threw him from his lap to the ground. Nirasyata mahitale. He dropped him, threw him from his lap to the floor. Now, ahamarsharuavishta kashayi bhutalochanaha padyadamasharam baddho nissarayata nairtaha. He called. Irresistible, because his anger became so bloodshot eyes. He looked at Prahlada as his enemy. And he called his Rakshasa guards. This fellow deserved to be executed. Take him away from here. Kill him without any delay. Ayamme bradha soyam hitva swan surdodhamaha Pitaruvihandurryapado Vishnu Dasa Vadarchadi. This fellow who rejected all of us, his own friends and well-wishers, not only that, seeks to be servant attending on Vishnu, who is the killer of his own uncle. If he considered his mother, the killer of his uncle, he considered himself his servant, then we should consider this fellow to be our enemy. He should be killed. Vishnorva sadhvato kimnu karishyatyamasanjasa sauhurdam dustyajam pitror ahadya panjahayanaha. He is only 5-year-old boy. Such an unworthy fellow like him. How can he throw away that unbreakable bond between father and son? And such a fellow, what good he can be? Even for Vishnu, what good he will do? If he could break away the bond of affection of father such easily. But such a fellow, what is good for him? I mean, Vishnu, what will he do with him? So there is no guarantee that his love for Vishnu also will last. That is his point. So he said, he says, justifies. Hiranyakashipu justifies now that, suppose your body is afflicted with some terminal disease. One limb is to be amputated. So it is proper that you cut off that limb for the sake of the rest of the body. The same way, this boy has become a terminal disease affecting the whole body of the Rakshasa. So cut him off, killing him is justified. Saying this, he gave order. He deserved to be killed. So, he said, whatever method you do, it is okay. Poison him, or while sleeping, or awake. Whatever method you use is fine, but kill him. He gave the order to all his Rakshasas. Now, when the Rakshasas heard this, they were ready. With their sword and spears, they attacked. That boy who is standing there, innocently in the sadas. And they came and used the sword to cut him. It looks like the sword is going through him, but not harming him. No blood, nothing came out. And they did everything. Then Hiranyakashipu was thinking, what to do with this boy? They took him to a big mountain top and threw him from there. And Bhagavan was there to catch him. Then they drowned him. Again he came floating. They poisoned him. So these details are not given here, it's only listed here in Bhagavatam. But in Narasimha Puranam and all that, more details are given. It seems when he was given, he was imprisoned, and there he was told to, the servant was told to give him poison. And at that time, Lakshmi Devi prayed to Lord Shiva, it seems. So, Lord, you are expert in drinking poison. My child is drinking poison. So Bhagavan Shivaji came and saved Prahlada. So they jointly help each other, you know, only. So when it comes to helping the top level, there is no problem actually. Only the lower level only, I am Vaishnava, I am Shaiva, it's not that problem. Somebody said, see, these two mantras are there, you know. Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namah Shivaya. Now, if you Namo Narayanaya, from this, if you take Ra out, what happens? Narayanaya, isn't it? Ayanam is gold. So that which will never take you to anywhere. That is the meaning. Now you take from Namah Shivaya Ma. What happened? Nas Shivaya. What happens? Shiva is what? Auspicious. Nas Shivaya means what? Not auspicious. So if you join these two, Rama. So the most important letter is Ra in Vishnu Mantra. Another most important letter is Ma in Shiva Mantra. Both are joined, become Rama. You see, that is the greatness of our rishis. That's why in the top level there is no quarrel. So that's why Rama is... Bhagavan Ramchandraji is a devotee of Shiva. Lord Shiva is a devotee of Ramchandraji. So, they tried everything. In between, there is a story also about Holika. His sister came, she said, I have a boon that I will not be burned. So I will keep Prahlada in my lap and you can make a big pyre, like a funeral pyre. And this Hiranyakashipu had no choice because he tried everything. And this boy is standing there unharmed. Nothing is affecting him. Not only that, he is fearless also. See, this Hiranyakashipu is used to people shivering in front of him. Like Dikpalakas, Indras, Devatas, etc. When he calls them, they shiver. And such a Hiranyakashipu in front of this five-year-old child, he is shivering. That is this change. Then Oliga came, he thought, okay, it's a good idea. Then a puke pyre was built and the fire was kindled and she sat in that. She had this bone, she won't be burned. She was very confident and she put our Prahlada also on her lap. Then Prahlada closed his eyes, started chanting Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, like Bhagavan's name. He started chanting and he forgot about the fire, everything. And the fire started burning her. And when she was burning herself, she cried to Brahmaji, shouted, Brahmaji, what have you done? Your bone is not affecting. You are a fake one. You did not give me the right bone. Bhagavan said, I gave you bone, my bone also effective. It is not fake. What I gave you, the board, is for protecting yourself from danger. Not for using it as for killing somebody. That also Vishnu Bhakta. So therefore, I cannot help. So she died in the process. When this happened, our Hiranyakashipu was alarmed. He started thinking. 47th verse, he says, Aprameyanubhavoyam akutachitbhayo maraha nunametat virodhena mitturme bhavitanava. This child seems to be inscrutable, fearless, deathless. Am I likely to meet my death because of my enmity towards him? No other way I can die. So, when he was thinking like this, ititam chindaya kinjin mlanashriya matomukam shanda marka vashoda so vivikta iti ho chatuhu. Mlanamukha, very sad face. He was looking down with sad face, thinking what to do. At that time, Gurus, Chandavarka said, hey, Indrasatto, you are the one single-handed conquered the world. You are powerful. What is this child? He's only a child. What a child. You know, you tried everything. He just demonstrated. You cannot do anything with him. We'll do one thing. Our father, Shukracharya, has gone away for some time. He is coming now. He will be coming, returning soon. We will take him back to ashram and we will tie him with what you call sarpapas, pasha, what you call sarpas. Varunastra, something like that. Yes. We will tie him, we will secure him, Varuna's noose, Varuna Pasha. We will tie him and keep him there so that he will not run away or do something. And when our father comes, he will be able to put some sense to him. Now, Hiranyakashipu had no choice. Okay, take him back. He was exhausted himself. Then Prahlada goes back. Then what happens? So many good things happen. We'll see tomorrow. ಓಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಮದ ಪೂರ್ಣಮಿದಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಾತ್ ಪೂರ್ಣಮುದಚ್ಯತೆ ಪೂರ್ಣಸ್ಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮಾದಾಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮೇವಾವಶಿಷ್ಯತೆ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ.